Hello, this is Alison Wren from Paprika Marketing talking about the seven deadly sins of small business blogging. Moving on to deadly sin number three, impersonal. One of the things that can make blogs powerful is to give the reader insights into the real people behind the business. So while you don't want to use I or we much on your main website, you can be more relaxed on your blog. But you do need to decide how personal you want to be in your blog. Some people are quite happy to chat about aspects of their life outside work, while others prefer to keep strictly to business. But it can be a good idea to include the occasional more personal post. You can talk about places you've visited, purchases you love, books you've enjoyed, things that help your customers get to know you without revealing details about your private life. If you can then link them to some aspect of your business, then that's a bonus. At the other extreme, remember that it's still a business blog. So keep your private traumas to yourself and think before you post anything too personal. And remember your audience. Chatting at length about your kids and posting a picture of your prenatal scan might just be okay if you run a parent and child-based business, but not if you're an accountant. And if you're an avid Manchester United fan, then it's okay to mention football occasionally, but blogging about the match every Saturday is not a good idea unless your business is sports-related. And even then, beware of alienated potential clients from the other side of town. Remember that people buy from people, so do let your personality show through in your blog, but be careful about going too far.